Thursday, at the Shawnee Theater of Greene County, it's Blazing Guns at Roaring Gulch. A melodrama, a straight Western comedy, takes place in the lobby of the Roaring Gulch Hotel. It plays Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, then Sunday afternoon this weekend and the next as well. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts, and our guest is the hero of the production, Nick Forman. Nick, thanks very much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me here.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Working as an actor, where'd you learn about this?
I first started acting when I was pretty young, probably just going through puberty. So, you know, you're wandering through life, you know, not knowing really what you want to do. And I kind of got into a little bit of acting. And then in high school, I did some musicals and stuff like that. I always kind of dabbled with it. I never really had a solid grasp on exactly what it was. So, I went to college. I dabbled in a few plays here and there, and a friend of mine suggested, let's sit down, let's make a list of pros and cons, see which one wins out. Well, long story short, theater wins out. I've been doing it ever since. I've been doing it professionally here for about 2 years, and this is my second summer at the Shawnee Theater.
Well, what a good friend that fellow was.
Yeah, I'll say.
Blazing Guns at Roaring Gulch is actually kind of in a tradition of one of the genre-bending pieces at Shawnee. Last summer, I think it was something to do with Dracula?
Indeed. I only have fangs for you, and people really seem to get a kick out of that. We had tomatoes on sale, these little cloth tomatoes that you could throw, and we'd sell them out in the lobby, and people just got the biggest hoot out of throwing tomatoes at the villain.
We're talking with Nick Forman. He plays the hero in Blazing Guns at Roaring Gulch. Now, Nick, I understand that you actually have a dark side in this production.
I also play the villain.
You play the villain.
I do. The hero and the villain are separated at birth. Strangely enough, what a coincidence.
All right. Now, I can understand the hero does heroic things, the villain does villainous things. But as I recall, is one episode in any Western that we can't escape. I'm curious about that.
There's always the showdown between the hero and the villain. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
All right. I fight myself. I still haven't figured out how I'm going to do that yet. We should, if you've got any suggestions, albeit, tell me. I'm ready to hear them.
Will audience members at the productions before this have an opportunity to scribble some suggestions as well?
If we get some suggestions in here that tells me how to fight myself and give me some suggestions, I'm all for it, you know, and then you can come out and watch and, you know, I'll probably take bits and pieces from, you know, little suggestions that I might get, and if I don't get any, we're just going to have a wild time on stage.
This show actually has some other wonderful characters. Let's see, there's Willie Lovelace, the lady sheriff of Roaring Gulch, the Widow Black, Martha Muldoon, and Bill Filbert. Tell me a little bit about Willie Lovelace.
Willie Lovelace. Ah, yes, the lovely lady who plays the love interest of our hero, which is me.
Ah, and then there's the Widow Black.
Ah, yeah, the villainous. She's the real villain of the show. See, the villain is kind of misunderstood. So I'm going to pawn it off on somebody else and say, this is the real bad guy. Let's see how many tomatoes we can get this way instead of at me.
And you even have a stranded actress. Probably no surprise around the summer theater area, Martha Muldoon.
Oh, yes. If you can imagine the lady on Gilligan's Island, the movie star, that was her.
Quite a group of characters there. We've been talking with Nick Forman. He plays the hero and the villain in Blazing Guns at Roaring Gulch at the Shawnee Theater. Opens this Thursday, plays this weekend and the next weekend as well. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.